Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Mackenzie Olson. She's the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations with Epic Companies. And Mackenzie, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking some time. And we have some more details we want to get out there. Of course, we talked with Mackenzie and University of Jamestown President Polly Peterson earlier this month about UJ Place, a new mixed-use building that'll be rolling out on campus and be one of the first of its kind in Jamestown. And we have some investor meetings that we're going to go over a little bit, Mackenzie, today. But first, maybe for those who haven't heard yet about UJ Place or what it entails, would you mind kind of explaining what UJ Place is and Epic Companies and their role in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So UJ Place is going to be a mixed-use building, and Epic Companies is managing and developing the building. It will be on the campus land, the University of Jamestown land, just on the corner of 7th and 12th, and it will be on the east side of campus. It will be 5 stories high. It'll have 56 units and 112 student beds and close to 13,000 square feet of commercial space. So the whole idea behind UJ Place is to provide more student housing opportunities, but also to provide another opportunity for the community and more spaces for the community to be able to have in that area. And with these mixed use concepts, Epic Companies has found them to be a very lively area. You know, you live, you work, you play in the same area. They're very walkable. They're very inviting. And they just are a fun place to be.
Absolutely. And that's what's so unique about this building that'll be in Jamestown. It's I don't believe in Jamestown there is a building that houses both those business and residential aspects of it. So it's going to really open that part up in Jamestown, and especially in a place in a part of Jamestown that really could use it. And Mackenzie, the big push behind this, it seems like right now, is getting the community of Jamestown involved and giving them the opportunities to potentially expand business and locate another location inside of this building. And that's kind of the whole reason behind talking about these investor meetings, right?
Right. Yeah. So we really want the community to be involved. We know as a Jamestown community, it seems like they're very supportive of what's happening development-wise, new businesses in town. So for the commercial space, we are starting with businesses that are in Jamestown. Are you looking to expand your business? Would you like another location? You know, we also just want to get the word out there. Maybe they know someone that would like to start a business that hasn't thought of it before, but here's a perfect opportunity with some commercial space available. So right now we're kind of starting with the community and then branching out. So with the investor social, the big idea behind those two is to let people know more about the projects and give them the opportunity to invest if they so choose to.
Absolutely. Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations, Mackenzie Olson with Epic Companies. We're talking about UJ Place. And real quick, before we talk a little bit more about these investor meetings too, Mackenzie, it looks like the plans the development plans are in place and construction is set to begin sometime this year with a completion date next year, right?
Right. If all goes as planned, with North Dakota weather and everything, we never really can say for sure. But most of the time, these mixed-use buildings, we're looking at a 12 to 15-month build time. So we would like to ideally start with July of this year, and that would give us till about next fall so we could be opening in time for school to start. So next spring, we would know how many students are taking the units. And then from there, we want to fill it with the students first priority. But from there, if we do have openings, we would be able to open it up to the faculty and staff of the university. And then that way, we would kind of know where we're at with the building vacancy. And it would just be really exciting to be open in time for school to start next fall. So we're kind of pushing on that timeline. We're trying to get everything wrapped up as far as get the word out there, get the investors going. And if we can keep moving along like we are, I think we should be in good shape.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, we're very excited about it in Jamestown. And Mackenzie, let's get some more information on these investor socials. It looks like there's two at least planned right now at this moment, one in Jamestown and one in Fargo. And kind of run us through what people can expect at these investor meetings and who these are open for.
Right. So the investor social, the first one is May 29th, next Wednesday. It's going to be at the Harold Newman Arena from 5 to 7. It's open to the public. So anyone that takes an interest in the projects that would want to learn more about the investment options in the projects, it's going to be a social of apps and drinks. And then we'll also have a small presentation just talking about the project, explaining a little bit more who Epic Companies is, looking at our resumes, some other buildings that we've done. And it'll be a good way to network and talk with the people that that are involved in the project. So people from the university, the president, Polly, of course, and then some people on our staff that have kind of made this project come together to where it is. So we're really excited to meet a lot of people in Jamestown, as well as just get the word out there a little bit more. And the one in Fargo, we decided to have another one in Fargo because there is a campus here and there is a lot of alumni and different people that live around this area or that go to the lakes area. So if they can't make it to one date, they hopefully will be able to make it on June 6th. We're having one from 5 to 7 at the Double Tree by Hilton in West Fargo here. We will be having apps and drinks again with a small presentation. It'll be a good way to network, get the project out there, and again, learn about the investment options. So we're looking forward to having 2 for now. Could be more. We'll see how things go. But right now we have 2 planned.
Perfect. Very good. So get those on your calendar again, May 29th in Jamestown, June 6th in Fargo. A good chance to learn more about the project. And if you're interested again in investing, maybe expanding business or something, a good chance to ask questions about that. So Mackenzie, if people have questions about Epic Companies or about UJ Place or about these investor socials that are planned or anything else with this project, what are some ways they can get more information?
Yeah, I would be more than happy to answer any questions you have. I'd actually love to hear from different people. I've had quite a few calls already just asking about the concept, which I think is really cool how many people are interested. I can be reached at 701-866-1006. And, you know, feel free to leave a message for me. I'm more than likely going to be able to answer and talk to you right there. But I'd love to be able to connect with people and kind of go over some more of the information about the project. We are so excited.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. It's that part of the project where it's getting the information out there, making sure everybody understands. Mackenzie, anything else about UJ Place or anything else that you want to mention this morning?
You know, I just want to say how excited Epic is to be involved in the community of Jamestown. We have projects in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot. So this is our first in Jamestown. So for us, it's a huge opportunity to network with people, show what we can do, and bring the liveliness back to an area maybe that hasn't had it before. So, yeah.
Awesome. Very good. Again, May 29th, June 6th, investor socials to learn more about UJ Place in Jamestown. Mackenzie, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren. I really appreciate it.